Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for August 4, 2010. I'm Martin Drummond. I want to ask you today to consider the fear buttons in your life. Everybody has fear buttons. I'm talking about those buttons in our individual lives that are periodically pushed by others or by unexpected life circumstances. We might get by for a bit when others tap, tap, tap on those buttons. But sooner or later, the fear monster jumps up like a jack-in-the-box, and we're discombobulated for a bit, or for a long time. Some buttons involve strained core relationships that are on thin ice. Some buttons involve failing finances that are barely keeping up with even a minimal standard of living. Some buttons involve a lengthening list of aches and pains that appear destined for deterioration into serious health woes. And some buttons involve people who seem to pad their sense of joy by taking away yours via mean words or actions. Oh yeah, there are also the buttons involving job loss, national political turmoil, community immorality, and many others. I doubt that you have all these buttons on your chest. I imagine, though, that you have at least one of them. Even if it is smaller and it is somewhat obscured by your shield of faith. God knows we have these buttons. It's part of our human existence. God also knows that He's provided the remedy for these fear buttons. It's the big button in the middle called faith that we can choose to place over our heart. The more that we push the faith button, the smaller the fear buttons become. And the smaller the fear monster appears when somebody or something does push the fear button. Because of a growing faith, we can experience a shrinking fear of feeling abandoned if somebody breaks a relationship with us. Because of a growing faith, we can remain hopeful even when our net worth and mortgage status are screaming hopeless. And because of a growing faith, we can keep hope-filled even when the doctor's face is glum, when the gossip factory against us is running three shifts, and when our once wholesome society sprints toward godliness. Here's a key fact in all of this. God is still on the throne, and He promises to sustain and save the souls of those who seek and serve Him. That is all the reason we need to push the faith button whenever one or more of our fear buttons are being pushed by another or by circumstances. I was reminded this morning in my one-year Bible reading that faith always trumps fear when people see God accurately. Here's what Psalm 27, 1-4 and verse 5 say. The Lord is my light and my salvation, so why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble? When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. For He will conceal me when troubles come. He will hide me in His sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock. Life has been pushing several of my fear buttons lately. It hasn't been enjoyable, to say the least. But for every push on the fear button by circumstances or a particular person, I've learned to push even harder and more frequently on the faith button. Why? Because of the absolute confidence that the same God who will deliver my soul to eternal blessing in His presence will deliver earthly blessings to me so that I can serve Him as a poster child for faith overcoming fear. He's done it before. He'll do it again. I just keep having to push the big button in the middle. As always, I love you, Martin.